Okay, Shavua Tov. We are now beginning, Bez Hashem, the last piece of Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim Rambam. We're getting very close here to Asiyim, and to we'll have to begin something new, Bez Hashem. So, if you have the Meimaraim volume, so the Rambam begins on page Mem Beis, at least in the old edition. You have the new edition, right? What's it in the new edition? It's the paragraph starts Veloy Nish Armize Ha'inyan Eladover Echad.
This is the paragraph that starts with the
Perkhes, yeah. And stop. If anybody has a Shmoneh Prakim LaRambam, so you could just use that. You know, even if you don't for today, that will be enough. We're not going to probably get to the Meimaraim itself.
Page Kuf Ein Aleph.
Kuf Ein Aleph in the new edition?
Lo Nishar Mizeh Ayin.
Okay. So page Kuf Ein Aleph. Very good. In the new Meimaraim, Chelek Aleph. Okay, so we're going to begin. V'lo Nishar Mizeh Ha'inyin Ela Dover Echad. I'm just going to say again, even though I say it every time, but just in case there's a slight difference in the text that I'm using, I'm using one of Mosad Rav Kook's printings of Hakdamas, of the Hakdamas, so it might have very slight differences. Just don't get thrown off. Okay. So it says, just everybody should mute themselves, so we don't have any interference here. Okay. V'lay nishar mizeh ha'inyan Ela Dover Echad. Says the Rambam, there's one thing left here that shetzarich ledaber by ma'at, they need to speak about a bit. Ad shetishlam kavona ze aperek, till this perek is completed, or the kavona of this perek is completed. V'afal pi lo yaha bedai ledaber by klal. And even though I didn't intend to speak about this at all, avol hetzarich hevi'ani el ze, but the need has brought me to it. I have no choice but to speak a little bit about this. In Hilchas Tshuva, he uses an expression that this sugya is arucha me'eretz mida v'rechava mineyam. In Hilchas Tshuva, Perik Hei, Halacha Hei, says that this inyan is so long and wide. V'kama ikarim gedolim v'arorim ramim tluyim ban. There's a number of very big main principles and huge mountains that are dependent on this sugya, so the Rambam is saying, you know, he didn't intend to speak about this here, but nevertheless it's necessary, so he's going to speak a little bit about it. Lamaisa in Mor Nevuchim he spends more time on the topic. Over there he writes about it at length. Over here he's just touching on it. And what is that sugya? V'hu yediyas Hashem yisbarcha asidois. That's the inyan of Hashem's knowledge of the future. Hashem's knowledge of the future. Shihat taina, that is the claim. Asher yit'anu aleinu b'choshvim. This is the claim that they will use, those who think, she'odam muchroch ala mitzvah v'al ha'aveira. Those who think that man is forced on the mitzvah and forced on the vera, meaning a person is predestined and doesn't have free choice. So they'll point to this thing, they'll point to this idea that, listen, Hashem knows what's going to happen. And if he knows what's going to happen, that means it's already a done deal. There's no choice in the matter. He can't do differently. Hashem knows what's going to be. So that's what they say. And thus they come to the conclusion that man has no free choice over his actions, since his free choice is really dependent on the choice of God. God chose to create him in this way, that he's going to do this and this, X, Y, and Z, and that's it. There's no choice about it. What brought them, what caused them to this belief, who she ish ala shoyel, is because the questioner asked, Zeo ish, this person, this man, yoda bayabayre im yet tzaddik a rasha. Does the creator know whether he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha? Oilo yoda, or does he not know? Ve'im taymer yadai, and you say Hashem knows, יתחייב מזה שיהיה מוכרח לעניין ההוא אשר ידוע השם יסברך תרם היועסי. If you say that Hashem knows whether he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, so automatically that forces one to admit, to say that Hashem knows before it actually happens. Meaning, right? Meaning it has to be that way. There's no choice involved. Or else, tia yadasu bilti amitis. Or else, Hashem's knowledge will just not be a true knowledge, meaning it can change. You know, maybe Hashem knows what the likelihood is, but it doesn't have to be. That's not a real yadia. So that's the bind that they'll put you in. The people that hold, they'll try to logically prove that man doesn't have choice in his actions, because otherwise you would end up saying that God doesn't know. How could that be? Right? And if you're going to say the opposite, that okay, really, yeah, Hashem doesn't know before something happens what's going to be. Yischaivu mizer chokas atzumais. That already gets even, you know, really a tremendous distancing, which is going to come out of that. V'yahorsu chuma chaimus nisgaviz bin yinadas. And it's going to break major strong walls when it comes to religion. In other words, that's like an untouchable, the Rambam says. Nobody would actually think to say that God doesn't know what's going to be in advance. That would like really destroy the whole, or any religion, but especially ours. So therefore, says the Rambam, Lachain, therefore, Shema mimeni mashomar lecha, hear from me what I am going to tell you, v'histakel bo ma'od, and contemplate it, look at it very much. Kihua emes b'lei safek. What I'm about to tell you on this issue is the truth without any doubt. Vezeh, and this is as follows. Kvar hisboer bechokmas elakut. I'm just looking if the same lashonus over here. Yeah. Kvar hisboer b'chachmas elokut. It's already been explained in the wisdom of godliness. Ritzoni loymar, meaning masha achra teva, what's after nature, beyond nature, meaning metaphysics. Shehashem yisbarach eino yodea b'mado v'loy chai b'chayim ad shiyahuva mado shtei dvorim ka'odem v'yodiyosa. It's a famous thing which is brought from the Rambam. And it's brought from the Rambam in Yad Chazaka, but here he speaks about it as well, that it is a known thing from metaphysics that Hashem doesn't know with knowledge and doesn't live with life the way man does. By man, a person and his knowledge are two separate things, right? The person is the person, and he has to acquire knowledge. In other words, knowledge is outside of him. It's something separate from him, and he has to acquire it. And then therefore, ultimately, they're really two separate entities. By Hashem, that is not the case. Sha'adam, this is what the Rambam says, Sha'adam bilti amada, man without the knowledge, v'hamada bilti adam, and knowledge without man. Sha'adam bilti amada, right? The man on his own is without knowledge, v'amada, and the knowledge is built the adam, is without the person. They're two separate entities. V'kevan shekeinu im shnei dvarim, right? Therefore, they're two separate entities. V'iloy Hashem yisbarach yedeya b'mada. Now, if Hashem knows things with knowledge in the way we do, hayim ischayiv mizeh haribui, then that would automatically necessitate the idea of multiplicity. V'hayu animtzaim hakadmonim rabim, and there would be many beings that existed all along, right? The same way Hashem is kadmon, existed before time, always existed. That's what's called kadmon, always existed. There was nothing that created God. So it would be true also of God's knowledge. Right, if Hashem had to kiviyachol, if there's knowledge and there's God, and Hashem acquired that knowledge, that means that knowledge was also there to begin with. And so therefore you would have a number of different entities that always were in existence. You would have Hashem Yisbarach, the Hamada Asher Bo Yeda, and the knowledge that he knows, the Achayim Asher Bahem Uchay, and the life that he lives would be another entity. The same way man's life is something which he gains and can lose. So it's something that's sort of is really outside of him. Or any capabilities that he has, and also all his descriptions, his titles, so to say. These would all be entities that we would have to say about all of them. They're all kadmainim, and they all come together maybe in God, but all separate entities that were always in existence. V'omnam zacharti lecha tchila. Taina kroiva v'kala lahavinaisa. So he says, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to mention to you, to start with, a close taina, meaning a taina that's easy to understand. V'kala, kroiva v'kala lahavinaisa laskila amon. Something just simple that you'll be able to explain to the masses. This is not, you don't have to be a big philosopher to understand the following. Because the tainus, the claims and the proofs that will solve this doubt are very strong and are foolproof. They can't be slugged up, says the Rambam. The hisboyer, and this is what it comes down to. Shehu yisbarach shemo ta'arav u ta'arav hu. Shehu yisbarach shemo ta'arav. Hashem yisbarach is his descriptions or his titles. U ta'arav, and his descriptions and titles are him. Ad she'yamo, in other words, they're indistinguishable. Ad she'yamer alav shehu hamad. Not just indistinguishable. They are one. Literally, they are one. To the point that we would say about him, so that it should be said about him, he is the knowledge, he is the knower of the knowledge, and he is the known. Right? The other Lashonis that we find right this in the Svarim is the Seichel, Muskel, and Maskil. Okay, really, would be Hamada would be the Seichel, Hayodea is the Maskil, and Yadua is the Muskel. So it's the same idea. V'hu Achay, and he is the living one, and he is also the life itself. V'hu Amamshich La'atzmo Achayim, and he is the one that Kibyochel draws to himself life, so to say. He's the source of life. It's all one. V'chein Shar Ta'arim, and so to all other descriptions. Ve'elu inyanim kashim, says the Rambam. The Rambam says, yeah, these inyanim are difficult. Ve'lo tekaveh la'avinam avana shleima mishtei shu'os ha'shalosh midvarai. And don't hope to understand them with a full understanding from two or three lines of my words here. Va'omnam yale bi'adchem em sipur dvarim levad. All you will get from this is just, you know, a basic telling over of the things. This is what it is. You know, I'm giving you in a nutshell what it is. I understand it's very hard to wrap your head around, and you're not going to be able to wrap your head around it with two or three lines, but I'm just throwing it out there. This is the major difference between Hashem and us. Is by Hashem, there is no distinguishing between, there is no difference between his seichel, between him as the maskil, and him as the muskel. They're all one, bound together. And the same thing with the Chai and the Chaim, and if you're going to talk about Elokim, you know, the Gvura and the Chesed, it's not a Vart that he's a Baal Chesed. He is Chesed. It's not a Vart that he's a Baal Gvura. He is. These descriptions are all part and parcel of his oneness. This is not something we can understand because we can't relate to it, because by us these things are inherently separate. But we have to know it. Ulazeh ha'ikra gadol, says the Rambam, because of this big ikra, this big fundamental point, lohitir haloshen ha'ivri loymar chei Hashem tzvakos. The Hebrew language never allows, we never find being able to say chei Hashem, the life of Hashem tzvakos. Kemosha Oimrim, like we do find by Che Faroi, Che Nafshecha, Ritzeni Leimar, right? The life of Paro, we find the Pasik, we say the final Pasik, the life of your soul. Ritzeni Leimar, She Mitzurov. When you use the Lashon, right, the word itself is Chai. But when you're talking about the life of someone, the life of Paro, so the word Chai turns into Che. Because that attaches itself to Paro. It shows that these are two separate things. And now we are talking about the life of Paro. Paro himself is a person. And there's something that he has that's called life. The life of Paro, that's a separate thing. That's a shem mitzuruf. They're attached together. Ki ha-mitzuruf v'ha-mitzdaref elav shnei dvarim chalukim. Right? The thing that's been attached to him, the joined together to him, and the thing that is being joined to are two separate things. V'lo yitztarech ha-davar le'atzmo. You can't have something joining to itself that's not called a tziruf. U'lefi shechay Hashem heim atzmo ve'atzmo chayov. And since the life of Hashem, they are himself, and himself is his life. And it's not something outside of him, it's not something else. Therefore, Lashon HaKodesh never mentions it in such a way of a tseruf, of something, two things being joined together. Ach Omar, instead, what does it say? Hashem? Chai Hashem Tzvakos. Chai Hashem, Chai, it stays, the Lashon of Chai stays the way it is. Because it's not being attached to Hashem. It's Chai Hashem. It goes together. It's one thing. This Chayim is Hashem. Chai Hashem Tzvakos. Chai Hashem Asher Osa Lanu Asa Nefesh Azois. HaKavana Bezeh. The Kavana in this. Shehu V'Chai of Dover Echad. That he, Hashem, and his life is one thing. There's no separating between the two. It's a very nice Ha'ara of the Lashon HaKodesh over here. Now this fits into the Diktuk. This is a hashkafa, right? This is a philosophical principle that expresses itself in diktuk, in Lashon HaKodesh, in the psukim. Ukvar yisbor kein basefer hanikra ma she'achar hateva. And it's already been explained in a sefer that's called Metaphysics, right? That was a sefer, a book of Aristotle. She'ein yecholes bedatenu lahavin mitziuso yisborach al hashleimus. Aristotle says over there in Metaphysics that it's impossible. Our minds don't have the capability to understand Hashem's existence in a full way. V'zeh, and that the reason for that is l'shleimus mitziuso v'chesrin datenu, due to the shleimus of his mitzius, Hashem's existence is in a tremendous shleimus, not tremendous shleimus, is in a shleimus, it's a fullness, a wholeness, v'chesrein datenu, and due to the lack of our minds. So our minds are limited. There's no way with our limited minds that we can understand his wholeness of mitzius, his wholeness of existence. And he explains further, v'she'en l'mitzius siboys, mitziusei siboys. This is very deep, really, but you'll get it. His mitzias, Hashem's existence, doesn't have causes to it. Sheyivada behem, that can allow them to be his, that can allow his existence to be known. How do we learn something? Let's say we want to understand what a rock is. You know, what we want to understand an animal. Whatever. So we break it down and we try to get deep down what's behind it, what's causing it, what's giving it life, what's giving it exist. Like anything, in order to understand something, you have to kind of get behind it, and that is what's called the siba to the thing, the cause that's keeping that thing going or giving that thing existence. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no cause to his existence, so therefore his existence is automatically impossible for our minds to encompass, because you can't get around it, you can't get behind it, you can't get deeper. There is no deeper. There's nothing causing his existence. Memela, there's no way for us to know it. Vishekotzra datenu masigo, says the Rambam, and our minds are short from being able to attain a comprehension of him. Kikoitzer or haraus mehasik or hashemesh. Similar to the way the light of vision can't attain and can't receive the light of the sun. She'ena lechoshes or hashemesh. The fact that we can't see the light of the sun is not due to the light of the sun being weak and therefore not being given to somebody to receive it. Of course not. It's simply because the light of the sun is so much greater than the light of a person's vision that the one trying to see it, to receive that light of the sun. It's impossible. And they've already spoken about this very much. And they're all true statements that are explained and understandable, meaning this is already spoken about. The Rambam himself in Yesodus HaTorah speaks about it, and Amar Devuchim speaks about it in a few places. And so he's saying all these mamorim, in other words, all these, the idea that he has a shlemus mitzvusay and we're lacking in our minds, can't wrap around, we can't, based on the fact that we are deficient in our minds, no, of course we can't chap the shlemus of his, the wholeness of his mitzvus, of his existence. And also because another thing that he said over here, right, is that there's no causes to his mitzvus, and the mela we can't know him, because the way we understand and know things and learn things is by getting to their causes. And and also, it's just, he's, you know, in a similar vein. He's just, his light is just too great for us. It's blinding, so to say, to try to do that. We just don't have that capacity. So for all these reasons, which kind of all really boil down to the same point, maybe just different angles of this, of a similar, the same reason, it's just impossible for you to understand, for a person to understand Hashem's Metzius B'Shleimus. And therefore, says the Rambam, "V'roi mipnei zeh sheloi neida gam kein daitoi." Now that we've established that it's impossible to know Hashem's mitzius, so memela, it's understandable that we also can't know His das. V'sheloi ticheu datenu klal, and that God's knowledge is absolutely impossible for us to contain, to be able to chap. Being that, as we said, he, Hashem, and his das are one and the same. So if you can't understand his mitzias, you can't understand his das. Simple as that. And this inyan is niflamoid. What the Rama means is beyond us. Is what's called a pele. It's called a pele. It's hidden from us. And it's because his amitus, his true self, kiveyachol, if you could even say that, is lacking from them, meaning from the chachamim, right? From those chachamim who think they are going to be able to understand Hashem's knowledge, like, and thus, based on that, refute the idea of Bechira? That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way that man can know his Yedia because we can't know his Mitzius. So it's just, their tainus are just automatically irrelevant. By the way, this is the Rambam, and he does this in a number of places, it's a very important yesod, is that the essence, what he's saying here is that the essence of Hashem is something which is beyond us. And the Kabbalah really is absolutely 100% based on that principle of the Rambam. The whole idea of Sfiras is in order, we've mentioned this in the past, I think, in different times, but the whole thing is, even Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Memoroma mentioned this, we spoke about it over here, that the whole concept of Sfiras is a way of us being able, and the whole idea of the Tzimtzum and the Metzius and the Sfiras is all based on the idea that Hashem's essence is beyond us. So what we can and what we do have, the maximum that we have, is a way of understanding it based on the way He reveals Himself to us in a limited capacity. right? He wanted and wants to reveal himself in a limited capacity, and that limited capacity is what we refer to as Yud Kei Vav Kei, which really means the 10 spheres and all that Kabbalah has to say about him. It's all in there, but it's all based on this principle is that his self, his amitus, his true self, kiviyachol, is way and beyond speech. You can't, the truth of the matter, what does it mean that you can't know him? If you can't know him, you can't speak about him. And that's what all the Svarim say, this, that there's even when you say, and the Nefesh HaChaim points it out, when you say the word Ein Sof even, the infinite one, even that is a limitation, is not really referring to himself. The truth of the matter is, even when we say him himself, all it is like what I call a Moira Be'etzba. It's like pointing with a finger. You know what I mean by that. But the words themselves, right, in your hearts, you know what I mean by that. You know that I mean the unreachable essence of God, right? But all those words that I just said are just hinting to something very, very deep that we can't verbalize, and we can't actually even in the mind. It's not just verbalize, we can't verbalize it in our minds, but in our hearts. It's the Sfarim called the Uvnus of the Liba. You know, like the in your heart, you really know, you feel what it is. Okay, let's get back to the Rambam over here. The Amru, and they said, they admitted, Shehem Yadu Shemitziusi Yisbarach Alashlemus Ashehi Alav Loitusak. Those Chachamim who went ahead, right, and those philosophers, right, and those very wise people, so to say, that they went ahead and tried to refute the whole concept of Bechira. They themselves admit that the existence of God can't be comprehended in a full way. And nevertheless, they went ahead and tried to understand his knowledge, right? And that's impossible. Because if our minds were able to wrap around his mind, so to say, and be able to conceptualize and understand his mind, his das, then it would mean that our minds are containing his essence, his existence. Because it's all one, like we said, right? Him and his das are one. Allah Shleimus, for understanding him in a full way, he should use is that he should be attained in the way he is in his existence, umineyadiyah, and his knowledge, vayicholus, and his capabilities, vachayim, and the life, vaorotzoin, vizula zemitar, vinichbadim, and, you know, besides that, all his other respectable descriptions. So the Rambam is pointing out they missed the boat. The whole Taina doesn't begin to try to disprove Bechira based on the fact that you ask this question, well, does Hashem know or not know? What do you mean, does Hashem know or not know? The knowledge that you are speaking about is knowledge that's outside of someone. You're asking, your language in presenting this question is based on human experience, which has absolutely nothing to do with God's knowledge. So you know, you're philosophizing with the wrong kalim and the truth with the wrong vessels. And not only are you philosophizing with the wrong vessels, but you have to realize we don't have the vessels to deal with the question that you're dealing with. It's impossible. We just don't have those kalim. If the human mind had the kalim, and he's saying, you yourself admit that we don't have the kalim to understand his metzius. So you just don't realize that his das and his metzius are one and the same, and thus we can't understand his das either. That's where their mistake is. We've already explained shamachshava basogas yediosoi, the thought in trying to understand his knowledge, silus gmura, is complete foolishness. Elishanachnu neida. So what do we know? We know Shu Yisbarach Yedea Kimo Shineda Shunimsa. We know that Hashem knows the same way He exists. It's the same. Vim Yishalenu Shoyel, somebody's going to ask us, Echuma Da'o, how is His knowledge? Like, what does that look like? What does that mean? What does He know? Noimalo, we're going to say to Him, Anachnu Lo Nasigze. We can't understand that. The same way we can't understand His existence in a whole way. Ukvar hirchik, in a fulsome way. Ukvar hirchik kol mi shishtadol adas amitas yidios yisbarach. He's referring to the pasuk in Iyov. He's saying that the pasuk in Iyov that he's about to quote is already has already distanced anybody who's trying to know the truth of Hashem's yediyah. V'nem aloy, and the pasuk says to him, hacheker like a timtza, you're going to investigate God. You're gonna understand the infinity of God. It's impossible. So now the Rambam comes full circle and comes back to the ikar of the whole entire parak. Understand everything we've said. The actions of a person are given over to the person. And it's within the domain of a person to be a tzaddik, to be righteous, or to be wicked, to be evil. Without him being forced into any one of those two by Hashem. Hashem doesn't force a person to be a tzaddik, doesn't force a person to be a rasha. It's completely up to you. And because of this, the commandment and the learning and the preparation, what he means is the preparation that we do over the course of our life to get to Olam Haba, Vagmul, Va'oinish, and the reward and the punishment, right? All this is appropriate. Of course, all that, the fact that Hashem commands us, all that, and the learning and the way we live our lives is in preparation for the next world. And the reward and punishment is all based on this, that we have Bechira, like the Rambam said already at the beginning, and he's tying it up now again. If we were forced into these things, if we didn't have control of ourselves, it was just completely predestined, and we're programmed to act in specific ways, then there would be no room for Hashem to give us a commandment and say, do this, you'll get Olam Haba. Don't do this, you're going to go to... it's impossible, you wouldn't have that. Ve'ein b'chol zeh suffik, and there's no doubt about this. Omnam, however, toya yedi'osa yisborach vasagosi l'chol advarim, the description of Hashem's yediyah and understanding, and His understanding of everything, how that works, datenu k'tzar la'asigo, our minds are too short, too small to understand that, k'mo shebi'anu, like we explained. V'zeh klal, there's a... I don't remember where it is now. At the end of Likutei Moran, I don't have the sefer here. Reb Nosson writes in Likutei Moran that somebody asked Reb Nachman about Bechira. Like, what does it mean that man has Bechira? And he says that Reb Nachman answered him, Bepshitus. In simplicity, in a very simple way. Bechira. A person has Bechira. In the most simple way. In anything you do, you have Bechira. And then Reb Nosson adds, and I'm writing this because so many people have gotten so confused and so mixed up with this, thinking that they're like, because they've gotten used to, they're habituated to acting in a certain way, they feel that they have no control anymore over those actions. And I've heard this many times, and people feel that they're almost like they're putter, they're oinus rachmana patre. I don't even have a choice in it. There's nothing I can do. I've been doing this for so many years, whatever it is. I've been behaving in a certain way so many years. Hashem can't punish me for this. I have no, it's not true, says Reb Nachman, and says the Rambam, really. We have full Bechira. We have full Bechira. But part of it, and we saw this in other places in Mevaraim, part of it, a person has to have Emuna in his Bechira. You know, truth of the matter is, some part of psychology in helping people to break out of bad habits and behavior that they are trying to get rid of is, you know, part of it is convincing the person that you do have control. What happens is a person loses his belief in himself, like as we said in the past, like Reb Tzadok says, right? That after your belief in Hashem, you also have to believe in yourself. The person has to believe in himself, and then what happens is when a person becomes too much habituated into misbehavior, he feels like it's not in his control anymore. But he can take control; it is in his control. And that's what Reb Nachman is saying. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's we have bechira and everything. It's b'rishusenu, and it's important to keep knocking that into our heads. And anything that's difficult, we feel like we've lost control. We have to try to keep reminding ourselves that biadenuhu, it's in our hands. Let's just read the end of the parak. Maybe I'll get you with the source for Reb Nachman. I see Shmuel, you're looking for the Reb Nachman over there. Okay, I'll right when we finish, I'll look at that in a second. Vizel klal, says the Rambam. This is the klal. Mashikivanu ila bezeh parak. This is the klal of what we intended in this parak. Ukvar yegiyo ha'es lifsek hadvar meina, says the Rambam. All right, the time has come for us to stop here. And now I'll begin this Masechta, which is obviously Masechta Avos, and this was just a whole lead up into learning Masechta Avos. Okay, just 1 second. Let me just get my Likutei Maran. So, if anyone wants to look it up, the Likutei Maran is in Madura Tinyana, the second part of Likutei Maran. It's a Simin Kuf Yud. It's very simple. He says, Shamati Sheish Echad Shaaloi Soi. I heard one person asked him, Ketzad HaBechira, how is the Bechira? Heshiv Lai B'Pshitus, he answered him simply, Shabechira B'Yad Adam B'Pshitus. Person has simply free choice. Im Reitze Oise, if he wants, he does. V'Meine Reitze, Ein Oise, and if he doesn't want, he doesn't do. V'Rashamti Zeis, and I wrote this down, Ki Hu Dover Nitzrech Ma'od, it's something very needed. Ki Kama B'Nei Adam Nevuchim B'Zeh Ma'od, there are a number of people that are very perplexed in this matter, machmas shehem urgolim, or confused, right? Machmas shehem urgolim b'maseim, because they're so habituated in their actions, uvidarcheim, and in their ways, minureim ma'oy, they're very, very habituated already from their young years. Al kain, therefore, nidmelaem she'en lem bechira, chas v'shalom. It seems to them that they have absolutely no choice anymore. Chas v'shalom. Ve'einam yichayim l'shanis maseim, and that they're unable to change their actions. Avol be'emes einachem, but truthfully, it's not true. Ki bevadei yishalchal odam bechira tamed al kol davar. For sure, a person has always bechira on everything. Ukmai shuhu roitze oise, and as he wants, he does. Behavin advar ma'oid, and understand this very much. It's an important piece. Okay, any questions? First of all, Mazel Tov on finishing the Rama part. Now we have to finish Bez Hashem, I think we have four Simanim left in the Meimorim. But, okay. What's, yeah.
The Rambam is saying that we have no Saga in Atzmi, right? Because the whole Chidush of the Torah is that we can be Masig, Dat Elyon in some sense, that we can understand what Hashem wants from us, and that's the Pnimi, the Paracha.
Right,
like everything that like the lesson being in the beginning of Sefer Kadosh, that Hashem made a tnai with Olam Atzilut, that Dafka his Gilim and his Yediyah can come through Olam Atzilut ve'iyu ve'germoi chad b'hon.
Right, right.
Like, that really is the chidush of the Torah, is that even though that he's
beyond, but he relates to us. He set up the system of revelation, which is through the Torah. Right, and that's where our, but that's, but
the short Torah is something that we can't really understand, which would be absolute.
Right. So in fact, Alpi Kabbalah, right? The Rambam obviously is not a Sefer Kabbalah. He didn't have the Kabbalah, but we know that Alpi Kabbalah, the Zohar Chadash, actually deals with this question of Yediyah and Bechira. The Ramak deals with it. The Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, deals with it in Arba Meir's Kesef. The Nefesh HaChaim is mitzayin to it over there, and all the Mekubalim answer this question of Yediyah Bechira based on the multi-level system, so to say, that there's a, which I'm not going to get into now, but they have this way of, they have a way of dealing with it, which again, it's really using dimensionality. That's the truth. It's like you know, his yediyah is coming from a higher dimension. Our bechiras is completely, it's a real thing, but it's all incorporated and you know, within his yediyah. Again, that's also difficult for us to understand. It really, you know, so, but it adds some ways of understanding something of it. But
to say that we have no idea of Hashem, that's like, it's a mitzvah dafka to know Hashem.
Right, but that's the what's the Rambam
through Shem Havaya, through all the Matzilut and with all of the Lushim.
Right, and the Rambam keeps saying, if you notice, it's very interesting. He always says Bishlemus, Bishlemus, Bishlemus. He doesn't say that we don't know him and we can't know him. He says we can't know his Mitzius Bishlemus. We can't know his idea Bishlemus. And you're asking questions that are demanding knowing it Bishlemus. Okay, we know we're lacking. We don't have. So yeah, like you're saying, we have a limited understanding and of Hashem based on what he reveals to us. But that's it. And what he didn't reveal, he didn't reveal. We can't know more. But the Rambam is not saying we don't know him at all. He's very careful. Every time it's, you know, Shemitziusis Baruch Allah Shleimus Asher He Alav Loitusag. Yeah.
Like before the Tzimtzum, you have there's no Hasaga.
Right.
You have to have the Tzimtzumim in order that the Ein Sof can be Mitlabesh within all of the Levushim. Then we can have some type of Hasaga. But even that is only a hair off from the Ein.
Right, right. Very good. Anybody else?
Why was it that the Baisha philosophers didn't accept this, that he and his idea are one?
I don't know if they didn't accept it or they just didn't chop it. You know, it's a deep point. And they didn't get to it. It's not...
Well, shocking that, you know...
Nah, love Dafka, you know. The ultimately, all human thinking is bound by, you know, the intellectual process is very much affected by the heart. And if you're trying to get to a certain, you know, if you want God not to be involved in your life, or if you want to believe that you can't do things differently, so you're just going to miss something which might be basic. I always say this, you know, you have the halacha in Yeridea, right? I believe I've said it in the past in this group. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Right, here it is, and I always say this, Hilchas Shechita, right, in Simen Yud Ches, in Yeridea, Hilchas Shechita. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Simen Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin. So he says that the Shechit, he says about the Shechit, V'har Beit Tzarech Yishev Hadas. You need a lot of Yishev Hadas when you're checking the knife. V'yir Shemayim, and Yerushalayim. You need two things. You need to have Yishev Hadas. You need to be in a calm state. And you also need to have Yerushalayim. Lebdikas hasaken, for checking the knife. Haloi tira, don't you see? Ki yivdik omim pamayim shalosh. You find sometimes that a person will check the knife two or three times. Velo yargish bebkima daka. And he won't feel a very subtle nick in the knife. And then he'll check again and he'll find it. Now, this is, I did a course in Shechita at some point, and I learned how to prepare the knife and to check the knife, and it really is like that. The nick is so fine, it takes time to find it. You have to like really be relaxed, you know, and carefully, whatever, and you could go past the knife once or twice and really not find it, and then you'll suddenly get it with your fingernail, right? So, it's the very, and that's already Apostle Zeshchita. As subtle as it is, you didn't find it on the first two, but Apostle Zeshchita. So, So says the Shulchan Aruch, why is that? Ki heichin liboy b'achroina. Because on the final time, he prepared his heart. U'bechinas chush ha-mishush kefi kavonas ha-lev. And the aspect of the feel of feeling, that's the sense of feeling, goes according to the intention of the heart. And the source for that, he says, is Rabbeinu Yoina in Sefer Shara Tshuva. Amazing that the Shulchan Aruch brings halach l'maisa, right? So halach in Shulchan Aruch from Rabbeinu Yoina in Shara Tshuva. So if the sense of feel changes based on Kavanas Halev, Kol Shekein V'Kal V'Chaymer, the intellectual process changes, right? And the seichel is affected by the kavanas halev. So if a person doesn't have yishev adas and yirushimayim, he's also going to miss a simple thing that, wait, God's knowledge is not separate from him. For us, it might sound simple. We have it after the Rambam does, gave it to us. But you need to be the Rambam. You need to have a tzaddik ahead. You have to be connected to Kedusha. You have to have Yiras Hashem to pay attention to that. Because the others, they didn't want Hashem in their life. They didn't want to be subjugated to ethical behavior, right? It's a famous thing. We just finished Hanukkah, so there's a famous story. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but you know, this is portraying this idea that the Aristotle was found in inappropriate behavior. Okay, he was found in very indecent behavior, to put it in a Lashon Nekiyah. And they said to him, how can you do such a thing? Somebody who's such a big chacham like you, somebody who's such a wise person like you, how could you do, you know, such a terrible and low thing, low act? So he said, leave me alone, azvoti, leave me alone. I'm not Aristotle. In other words, that was the Yevanim. That was the way they lived. That's the Gaish of Laz. That philosophy was that there's an abstract philosophy. It's abstract. It doesn't mean I have to change the way I live. They enjoyed a good proof. They enjoyed good logic. They enjoyed the intellectual experience, but to apply it into life and to live more morally, prefer not. Why do I have to be bound by that? And that's the difference. I actually said I want to say that that's hinted to in the Osius of Yavan, Yud Vav Nun. Yud, the Zohar tells us, is Chachma. It's the smallest letter, and it's the value of 10, meaning the 10 spheres. Everything is included in the Chachma, and that's the Yud. The Vav, the Kabbalah teaches us, is the Hispashtus, is when the Meichin is being brought down to a lower level. And that's the Vav, that's a line drawn down. And then there's the Nun, which is drawn even further down, all the way to the bottom, to the lowest levels. But those lowest levels also ends up in the evil sometimes. And that's why Nachash, that Rizal says, begins with Nun. The Nun is a Nun Pshuta. It also looks like a snake. It's not the Nun Kafuf, right? The Nun Sofit, the end of the word, right? Is a straight line. So these three letters are showing this process of taking the Seichel, bringing it down, and further down into the Olam HaMaaseh, but in a terrible way. It stays abstract. It stays in a line, which means it doesn't relate to your Olam HaMaisa. That was Yavan. By us, our Yud and Vav goes into a He. Yud, K, Yud, He, and then Vav, He. The He, says the Svarim, shows the Hispashtus. It has, it's like three, it's a three-dimensional letter in a certain sense, right? It's going in both, all over. It's hitting three walls, right? You have the Dalet, two lines, and then you have the Vav, that's the way it's built, the Hey, right? So the Rizal says you could either say it's a Dalet and a Yud, or a Dalet and a Vav. They're both true. So by us, the Hey is representative of the fact that our yud, our vav, which is the hamshachas haseichel, the bringing down of seichel, comes into our lives in a real way, and we live by that. I wanted to say, this was this year's one of this year's chidushim, is that when we were misakin Chanukah, what is the bechina, what is the sphera that's fixed up on Chanukah? Hoyd. Hoyd, which is glory. And that's why we have the ikar of the days is hoyda'ah, of thanking Hashem, which relates to hoyd. So I said that hoyd is the way we fix. When we thank Hashem, we're saying we see Hashem in our lives, and therefore we live with Hashem in our lives, not like Yavan. And indeed, what is hoyd? It's the oisiyas hey, vav, dalid. Those are the two hays that Yavan is missing. Yavan is yud, vav, but he brings it down to a nun. Nun is also a hey, but in a wrong way, right? It just stays straight. Five, there are numer 50 and five, right? So we take that and we fix them and we put in the two missing hays. The hay and vav dalid also spells a hay. Those are the two hays that are missing from the yud kei vav kei, and that way we make the tikkun. So let's leave you with a isru chag Chanukah vart.
What's the significance that the nun sofit at the end?
The nun sofit is really like the hay, but instead of being a hay, because it's 5 and 50, it's the same number. Oh. One is in the singles and one is in the tens, but it's straight. And something straight, linear, means it doesn't expand into the one person's life. It just stays abstract, as opposed to the haze. Okay, very good. Shavua Tov to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Okay.